The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Residents of a Chicago suburb will be without water for Thanksgiving because their landlord hasn't paid over $850,000 in water bills. Before we jump in, thank you so much for tuning into another episode. Got some crazy news, as you can see, to share today. Before we jump in, though, do me a favor, leave a 5-star rating and review. I really do appreciate it, and it goes a long way. So looking forward to hearing your review. So the way we're going to do it today, we are going to listen to the audio of this news clip, and I'm going to share my thoughts. I'm very much looking forward to hearing what you think. And so let's just jump right into it.
This notice that residents here at Forest View Mobile Home Park received this morning, notifying them that the water was going to be shut off on November 20th. That's just 3 days before Thanksgiving. Now, we learned why is because the property manager here stopped paying their water bills back in March. And because of it, residents now getting burned.
And it's a notice Stephen Hammer is still processing. The father of three, along with every resident at the Forest View Mobile Home Park, was told Monday morning that their water service will be cut come November 20th. City workers posted the notices across the community, blindsiding many, especially those who have paid rent, which covers water every month on time, like Hammer.
I'm disabled. I have three children, my daughter here, and we don't know what we're going to do.
Turns out the company that manages the lot, Forest View Mobile Home Park, hasn't paid the water bill for the property in months. CBS2 has learned that the current balance on the bill is over $850,000, which includes usage and late penalties. When we arrived to the site to get some answers, so did residents, a whole lot of them. Families with newborns, as well as senior citizens who live here, frustrated with what they say are deteriorating conditions on the property, which will soon include no water.
All right, so my thoughts are, I believe that they are trying to force people to move so they can increase the prices, potentially. This is absolutely a slumlord we're dealing with, and I'm really glad that a story like this is getting news coverage. And honestly, as a landlord, it is your responsibility to ensure the tenants have clean and safe housing, to make sure that things work, and to really take care of your responsibilities as it relates to the tenants and as it relates to the property. So that includes paying bills, that includes fixing things that need to be fixed, and any utilities and bills that are the landlord's responsibility. So there are different ways that people typically have that set up. Some landlords, like myself, do not pay any utilities and just have it all in the tenant's name. However, if there is an electrical issue, I need to make sure it's fixed, right? If there is an issue with the water, with the plumbing, that's on me to make sure that it's fixed in an efficient manner as quickly as possible so they can live safely and live comfortably. Obviously, in this situation, it was on the landlord to pay for the water. And obviously, they haven't paid and they racked up a lot of fees and obviously whatever else they owed. And this could also be negligence on the property management company's part in just not paying the bills, but ultimately the owner is responsible. So as an investor, this is a tip for you. You need to make sure that you vet your property manager extremely thoroughly if you are deciding to use a property manager. It's an important member of your team, and you need to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. I had an experience with the property manager that I used to work with, and they just were not doing what they were supposed to do. There were big repairs they weren't letting me know about, and I found out through other ways. And it's important to make sure that they're doing those things. That's a big mistake I made as an early investor, not holding my property management company accountable. So definitely want you to avoid that mistake. And then if you live in an expensive area and you are looking to learn how to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 12 months and you're serious about implementing the information, definitely join my four-week workshop that's taking place starting on January 17th. We'll talk about how to build your team, how to find the right location, creative financing, and so much more. You can go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop and apply today, or find the link in the description. All right, so I want to share some more about what the residents said. So one resident said, "We've paid our lot fee religiously on time every month. We were never told about this disconnection. We were never warned. We were never given a heads up." And she said, "The water is one thing, but other conditions have become an eyesore. We have grass up to here," and presumably she was probably, you know, measuring a height. If you were in front of her, "water lines, a lot of people have vacant lights. With the water, it's just coming up by itself. It's unreal, it's unfair, and it's unjust." Yeah, this is a absolute slumlord. There has to be some ulterior motive at play here. And it's just really unfortunate. You know, nobody deserves to be paying and live in a condition like that. And it goes on to say, a Blue Island City administrator said a lien was placed on the property in September to address the outstanding water bill after several attempts were made to collect. As November 20th inches closer, which is the day that the water is set to be shut off, residents said they're going the extra mile while asking the city to put them first, not the money. Says, "Respect our residents and please show us some sort of sympathy and help us come to a resolution with this." And that's all I've got to say. And lastly, an attorney for the people who live in this mobile home park plans to file a request for emergency restraining order against the city and property management company in the hopes of preventing the shutoff. This is just incredibly sad. But like I said, as a landlord, it's on you to make sure things are safe. It's on you to make sure things work and that people are able to live comfortably and pay your bills. All right. So let me know what you think. Shoot me a DM or leave a comment in the review section. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. Leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.